big good morning, good afternoon to you. I'm sorry, Marilyn, the weather has me, you know, all confused. Good weather, ain't it? A very happy Monday in the Nature Isle. It was a beautiful day yesterday, very sunny Sunday, and then towards the afternoon, a little bit of a drizzling there of rain. But you know, a pretty good weekend, not too bad. I do hope that many of you enjoyed the weather and enjoyed the little break. The sunshine and the good weather is going to be few and far in between. Spent some time down at Mero Beach yesterday. Very nice. Played some soccer or some football. Want to say hi to the folks from the Dominica Volleyball Association, the beach volleyball. The fellas put up that net in little time and had some nice rallies and some teams playing there. I'm told that you do that all across Dominica, Mero, Portsmouth Beach. I'm not sure where else someone mentions to me that you can catch out a beach volleyball action. Want to say hi to Connie from Connie's Bar in Mero. A big good afternoon to Fabian, a library of Why Not Everywhere Wear. And all the folks over at the Romance Cafe in Mero. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll tell you what's cooking over at Guyave. We're going to stop off at Pizza Hut. And Calypso season is far away. But the controversy is never too far. A big story coming out of the NYC. Daryl Bob weighs in. I'll let you know what that is all about. You can follow the story online on Facebook. I've also posted it to Your View Facebook page. You can just go ahead and search for Your View in two words. You can add Dominica to that, Your View Dominica. It's your very first search result out of Facebook. And take a look at what's happening in the King of Kings tent. We'll be right back. Stay locked. We'll be right back.
Cadets, Lipso singers, performers, stalwarts. Be part of the NCCU Cadets, Lipso Eliminations 2014. On Saturday, August 30th, Harlem Plaza, 7:30 p.m. Registration is only $20 and is presently open and closes on the night of the show, August 30th. Registration forms are available at all NCCU branches and online. Participants will be judged on two verses and two choruses in either playback, self-accompaniment, or with the house band. Entrance only $5 and the top 20 will move to the grand finals on October 18th, 2014. Partners include Digicel Mapping 2K for Kubuli Chebe Sound, New India Assurance, Bullseye Pharmacy, Arden Sounds, ACS and more. The NCCU Cadets Lipso Eliminations, Saturday, August 30th, Harlem Plaza. See press for details.
The Nature Island Literary Festival is back for its 7th annual event, bringing you the best in literary arts. This year we celebrate William Shakespeare as we honor the pioneers of Caribbean theater. Enjoy an exciting program of performances, films, panels, and workshops from August 7th through August 17th, with activities for the entire family. Food, music, poetry, and more. Get ready for a revival of the acclaimed 1976 play The Ruler by Alwyn Bully, and be there for other plays like The Lady of Parham, The World Spin One Way, and Sizwe Banzi Is Dead by top-rated visiting Caribbean companies. Come one, come all, the stage is set for powerful actions, words, and rhythms. After all, the play's the thing.
The day will come when thou shalt wish for me to help thee curse that poisonous bunch-backed toad.
Lime, value every moment.
$20,000 in cash to be won this summer. Drink Vitamalt and win. From now till September 30th, win cash, drink, and more. Look for the letters under the Vitamalt crowns. Spell C-A-S-H and instantly win $100. Find the words free Vita and instantly win a free bottle of Vitamalt. Over $20,000 in cash to be won this summer. Drink Vitamalt and win cash.
Change of government is a must. 5,000 jobs in 3 years. Equal rights, justice for the poor. Team Dominica East to West Coast agenda for change continues this week. Tuesday, 12th, La Plaine and Mont Prospect. Wednesday, 13th, Upper Penville and Dubla. Thursday, 14th, Woodford Hill. Friday, 15th, Good Hope. Saturday, 16th, Calabashi. Like a rising phoenix, Team Dominica sweep through the land with a new moral conception for the nation. A new way, a cleansing. Change of government is a must. Equality, justice, freedom for all. Team Dominica, this week, follow Team Dominica's agenda for change. Come, let's save Dominica. Change of government is a must. Follow Team Dominica. Change is a must.
Matters most. That's the promise that's been a comfort to Cheek clients for over 30 years.
Cheek is owned by Grace Kennedy, one of the Caribbean's largest conglomerates.
Grounded on a tradition of excellence,
honesty,
integrity,
and trust,
Cheek offers competitive rates,
special discounts,
quick claim settlements,
and no third-party deductible. Cheek, your insurance place from Grace Kennedy, is located in Roseau and Portsmouth. It's friendly, courteous, and efficient staff ready to serve you.
Every day, you upgrade different aspects of your life. Isn't it time to upgrade your insurance?
Get Cheek and experience insurance at its best.
Call us in Roseau on 440-8662
or in Portsmouth on 445-4291.
Cheek,
your insurance place from Grace Kennedy.
Right now, you can earn a fully accredited and internationally recognized CXC Kemp Associate's degree with Lead Institute for much less than what it costs to study abroad or anywhere in Dominica. With Lead Institute, you get to pay less than $5,000 for your fully accredited Kemp Associate's degree. Don't be left behind. Join the thousands of students around the Caribbean who are and will be graduating with the region's most prestigious, sought-after, and highly portable degree with the CXC stamp of approval. And your CAPE Associate's degree, you actually earn transfer college credits that allows you to apply and gain acceptance to the best college and universities around the world. Fully accredited and internationally recognized degrees in business, humanities, information and communications technology, general studies and natural sciences. Flexible payment plans. Take advantage. Register anytime before June 30th. You qualify for even lower tuition. Email us at leadinstitute@hotmail.com. Call us at 440-3257. Lead Institute. Don't just catch up. Get ahead.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made in the course of this program.
Welcome back. I think I may have spoken a bit too soon. I just had a peek outside and it is raining cats and dogs in Roseau. I just said I had a good, nice little weekend and then the heavens just opened up. But we've kind of been expecting that weather probably from since yesterday afternoon. As I said, you know, towards the end of the afternoon yesterday, it started drizzling a little bit more. So Roseau is underwater. It's raining cats and dogs. I saw from our weather report this morning that we have a couple areas, you know, of rain. You know, you see bands of rain coming across for this week. So we'll get rain for the rest of this week, off and on. And there is, I'll tell you more about it in Caribbean in 10 in a bit. There is an area that already has been identified off the coast of West Africa. I think it's called Invest 94L or something like that. I have the details for you later. That's already been identified far, far away from us, just off the coast of Africa, not even really getting into the ocean, quote unquote, yet. But already the National Hurricane Center is signaling it as... It is being signaled as... A system that needs very close monitoring, and they're looking at it very closely. It's pretty big so far, and so, you know, they're saying that they're going to keep an eye out on that one to see as it comes across whether it is in the path of eventually developing into anything major or fizzling out into the ocean at some point. So they're looking at possibly getting some effects from that system into the weekend, maybe Saturday or Sunday. Of course, all of that may change, so we just have to keep taking a look at the weather on a daily basis. Today's Monday. We want to say hi to the folks over at Guiav Restaurant, Ronald and the team. We do hope that you had a good weekend. A number of activities happening in and around Dominica. Don't forget, if you want catering and if you want, you know, the full deal, the full catering deal from tents to chairs to all the nice stuff to bar service, and food, music, everything that you need, Guiav can supply your full catering needs for any event that you have, you know, and install and break down and do everything. So whether meetings, seminars, conferences, baptisms, weddings, anniversaries, you know, corporate or customer events, you know, you can call Guiav, give them a ring at 448-2930 or you can email them at guiav@cwdom.dm. That's G-U-I-Y-A-V-E, guiav@cwdom.dm. On a rainy Monday, you can go over to Guiav and just sit there and relax. Not, you don't have to be in a rush to go anywhere. Bring your computer, your phones, your tablets with you. They have free Wi-Fi for customers. So if you want to be stuck anywhere in Roseau during, you know, the rain, make sure it's at Guiav, because you can actually sit there and work. You can check your email, you can send out, you can call. You know, you have free Wi-Fi. And while you're there, you can have soup served with garlic bread, your combined soup for your main course. You can enjoy some barbecue chicken thighs, country style stew goat, oh yes, and fried tuna steaks. Aha, served with picante sauce, some nice tuna fish there. That can be served with your Kalaloo rice, a breadfruit pie, vichy carrots and pumpkin, assorted salads served with the house dressing. And don't go too far, just sit there and have yourself some dessert. You can have some chocolate cake, bread pudding, fresh fruit tarts, and ice cream. Now, you know how I tell you to deal with that ice cream and that cake already, right? Enjoy some fresh juices, your passion fruit juice and cherry and guava or cherry guava. All the meals are very well balanced. And on the ground floor, you also have free Wi-Fi there. You can sit and eat and relax. You can get your soup there as well. Stew goat, baked chicken in barbecue sauce, steamed fish with Kalaloo rice, plantain, seasoned pink beans and salad. You can also get your pilau, your rotis, your small fish lunches, your fries, your pastries, etc. And don't forget, they have a cake for every occasion. So check out Guiav today on a rainy Monday. Just make sure you get to Guiav in the rain and just, you know, you can just camp out at Guiav. Do some work on your Wi-Fi, WhatsApp, answer your emails, have something to eat. And, you know, have a little dessert while you're there at Guiav. So hi to Ronald and the folks. Guiav, where the food is our passion and our passion is your pleasure. We're gonna say hi to the folks over at Subway in a minute. Well, I'll give you a taste of the hot topic for today. It's from Daryl Bob. Let me see, signed here. I'm not too familiar with Bob's signature, but if it's not, then one can call me to correct. But this is off Facebook. Just a little taste of what's coming up. It says, "Dear friends, I write this message for the benefit of the few who have taken an interest in my career over the years and to those who have taken interest of late in the New York tri-state area who may be considering purchasing a ticket to attend the August 16, 2014 Calypso event being held in Brooklyn. It is my duty to ensure that your hard-earned wages are not spent in vain in any event that I am attached to, and that you are not in any way tricked into believing things that concern me that are far from the truth." You can follow the discussion on Facebook. I posted this letter to my view page on Facebook, Your View Dominica. You can take a look. I posted to my personal page, I believe, as well, Giselle Francis on Facebook. We'll get back to that shortly. Hold the calls, hold your comments. We're going to make a stop over at Subway and we'll be right back. Stay locked.
William dit l'un autre petit, Guiav was a very important part of our lives. Guiav l'un nous fait, Guiav pour jouer ball. Et bien là où t'es nos enfants dit, my belly caught in me. C'est bougeant Guiav. Je dis, as an adult, he dit, I run to Guiav for rescue l'un mon fait. And when I want a snack, it's back to Guiav. Oh yes, a family owned business for over 33 years, specializing in local cuisine at the height of international standards. Pastry Guiav will take you from Hungary to Switzerland, where there's a party banan kish tato wat. Working people, a low-cost lunch côté Guiav every day, pilau, chicken, fish, pork, ribs. My favorite Tuesdays and Thursdays, stew back and neck with dumpling. On Wednesdays, soup special if provision, but you must dump some dumplings too, eh? Saturdays, Kote Guiav is fish broth, pork and red bean soup, sauce and bone footer. A wide range of breakfast upstairs or downstairs, international or local, Monday to Saturday. And if you're taking him or her to lunch, a classy buffet lunch, menu upstairs to the enchanting Guiav, roti everyday module. Guiav will meet all your catering needs, whether it's a conference, marriage, or condo, but even self you want to cater for your home. Call 448-2930 Guiav, 15 Cork Street, Owozo.
Pizza Hut has the best delivery. Pizza Hut has the best. takes 30 minutes alone.
Delivery.
You can get your pizza, pick it up in 10. Oh, yeah. Try the wedges, wings, or the pasta for family or friends. It's absolutely delicious. Oh, yeah. Make the call today. Call 617-777-77 and let us make your day.
Delivery.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook or hit us up on WhatsApp 276-0322 or give us a call to place your order 617-7777. Pizza Hut Delivery, making it great.
Delivery.
Looking for a quick meal on a budget? Well, look no further than Pizza Hut Delivery. Introducing the Hut Calzone from Pizza Hut Delivery. Enjoy pizza a new way, the Calzone way. A delicious Hut Calzone filled with melted cheese and tasty toppings like supreme chicken buffalo or chicken bacon mushroom baked in a pizza crust of goodness. It also comes with our special dipping sauce. Tackle your hunger with the Hut Calzone for a tiny price of just $14.75. Call 617-7777 and get Dominica's favorite pizza delivered in 30 minutes or pick up in 10. Pizza Hut Delivery is making every day great with the new Hut Calzone. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/phdominica and tell us which tasty topping is your favorite. Hut Calzone, all taste, all value, all day, every day at Pizza Hut Delivery.
The views at
Pizza Hut has the best delivery.
We're back a few minutes before one. We have the good folks over at Pizza Hut on the line. It's a bit of a rainy day, but of course you can probably, you know, change that a little bit. You get some nice warm pizza in your hands. Good morning or good afternoon to Pizza Hut.
Hello, good afternoon, K95.
How are you doing? What's happening at Pizza Hut? What's a summer sizzling special?
Well, right today we have the special, the hot summer special. So you get all your 10-inch pizzas for $17 and your 14-inch pizzas for $30. You get any flavor of that. You get the cheese, the pepperoni, the soup, rib, the ham, beef, onion, and the veggies. But we also have the pastas. You get the pasta bowls, $14.75. So we do the marinara, chicken alfredo, veggie pastas. All that's going on at Pizza Hut today. Today is very hot.
All right.
It's a rainy day. We still have this going on hot.
I know. Yeah. So the pizzas, they're coming out nice and warm, right? So, you know.
Nice and warm. You get them as you come in and place the order, you have them done. If not, they're within. Get that. It's done in 10 minutes.
All right.
Delivery is 30 minutes.
30 minutes delivery. And give us that number again for delivery and for pickup.
Pickup and delivery number 617-777.
All right.
Also, we have the WhatsApp number 276-0322.
And you're open until what time today? You don't close at all, do you? Like for lunch or anything like that? You stay open until when?
No, all day we open.
All day?
We open from 11 to 9:30.
9:30 in the night.
That's Sundays to Thursdays and Fridays to Saturdays. We on from 11 to 10. To 10.
All right, sounds like a good deal.
Good deal at Pizza.
All right,
so
well.
When you place your order, you get a pizza, 10 minutes. 30 minutes. We also have stuff going on with the calzone, $14.75.
Mm-hmm.
We have the chicken bacon mushroom, the chicken buffalo, and the soup rim.
And a calzone can feed how many people? Like, will it be too much for me, or do I need to share it? One person?
It's right for you. It's like one person.
All right. All right. Well, you guys had fun, and we'll see you again tomorrow, okay?
Okay, yeah, we'll be there tomorrow. Bye-bye. Come on down to Pizza Hut
WhatsApp 276-0322 or give us a call to place your order. 617-7777. Pizza Hut Delivery. Making it great.
Delivery.
Looking for a quick meal on a budget? Well, look no further than Pizza Hut Delivery. Introducing the Hut Calzone from Pizza Hut Delivery. Enjoy pizza a new way, the Calzone way. A delicious Hut Calzone filled with melted cheese and tasty toppings like supreme chicken buffalo or chicken bacon mushroom baked in a pizza crust of goodness. It also comes with our special dipping sauce. Tackle your hunger with the Hut Calzone for a tiny price of just $14.75. Call 617-7777 and get Dominica's favorite pizza delivered in 30 minutes or pick up in 10. Pizza Hut Delivery is making every day great with the new Hut Calzone. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/phdominica and tell us which tasty topping is your favorite. Hut Calzone, all taste, all value, all day, every day at Pizza Hut Delivery.
The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Q95. Welcome to Q95's lunchtime news update for today, Monday, August 11th, 2014. In local news, Housing Minister Reginald Ostrey has revealed that the government of Dominica has budgeted $10 million to go towards the construction of new homes across the island. Speaking at a joint town hall meeting in Portsmouth on Thursday, Ostrey says the logistics are still being worked out. However, the new homes will be built for less fortunate persons in society. He says money has also been allocated in the 2014-2015 national budget for the renovation of houses across the island and the continuation of government's modernised washroom facility programme. From the region, the Haitian judge conducting an inquiry into corruption involving Haiti's former president Jean-Bertrand Aristide on Friday issued five arrest warrants against suspects who failed to comply with a summons sent to them a few days ago to appear at the magistrate's office for questioning. And internationally, the EU Commission Chief José Manuel Barroso has told Russia's Vladimir Putin not to carry out unilateral military action in eastern Ukraine under any pretext. The two leaders spoke over the phone as the Kremlin announced it was working with the Red Cross on sending a humanitarian aid convoy to the region. NATO Secretary General Andrés Fogelrumsen has accused Russia of using humanitarian grounds as a pretext for military intervention. The Red Cross is yet to comment. At least 1,500 people have died since Ukraine's new government sent troops in to put down an insurrection by pro-Russia separatists in the Luhansk regions in mid-April. The fighting has displaced hundreds of thousands of people, many of whom fled to Russia. And that concludes your lunchtime news update here on Q95. I've been your presenter, Marilyn Isles. Do join us for details of these and other stories at 4 p.m. for the Prime Evening News Update. Good afternoon. A new shipment of top-quality Spanish wine for all occasions. Baron Dandy Semi-Sweet Red Wine. Scuderia Semi-Sweet Red Wine. Chateau de Dignay Chardonnay. Cabernet Sauvignon Wines and Merlot. All at the unbeatable price of $13.50. Vitalsburg non-alcoholic beer in cans at only $2.55 per can. Frutis orange, pineapple and mango fruit drinks at only $2.75 per can. Also received canned red beans at $3.95. Mackerel and tomato sauce from $1.55 per can and sardines for only $2.25 per can. So come, shop and save at Easter Trading Limited today. We're always making a difference just for you.
A juvenile is a child between the ages of 12 to 18 years. In every society, our children may come into conflict with the law due to deviant or sometimes even criminal behavior. Our children deserve a second chance. They can be rehabilitated and reintegrated into society. The OECS Juvenile Justice Reform Project is working to modernize the juvenile justice sector in the sub-region to reintegrate juvenile offenders and meet the needs of our children. Get involved, play your part, and help create a better system geared to reforming our most vulnerable youth, reformed, reaccepted, and reunited with families and a community that loves without judgment.
The Juvenile Justice Reform Project, a new path to changing lives for good. Funded by USAID and the OECS Secretariat.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made in the course of this program.
Welcome back. It's 7:01. I started reading for you a statement by Daryl Bob. I'll read you the entire statement and you can tell me your view. Let's start over. It says, "Dear friends, I write this message for the benefit of the few who have taken an interest in my career over the years and to those who have taken interest of late in the New York tri-state area who may be considering purchasing a ticket to attend the August 16th Calypso being held in Brooklyn. It is my duty to ensure that your hard-earned wages are not spent in vain in any event that I am attached to, and that you are not in any way tricked into believing things that concern me that are far from the truth. It goes on to say, I have noticed that my name and image appears in a recent poster promoting the event scheduled for August 16th in New York. Friends, please be informed that I have never been approached to appear in the said upcoming event by anyone representing the event or the promoter himself. As far as my knowledge of this event extends, a selection of Dominican Calypsonians were approached in Dominica earlier this year by a gentleman representing the event, and that arrangements were made with those artists in preparation for the said event. I was not among those with whom the said gentleman spoke, or rather nor made arrangements with. At the time, however, I was in Dominica and was not out of reach. I assumed, as any normal person would, that my services were not required for the upcoming event, which I in no way find any issues with. I am therefore appalled by the actions of the promoter due to the fact that my image and name is being used to advertise the event as we speak. I think it is unfair to the few that may show up at the event with the hope of being entertained by me, and we're talking about Daryl Bob here. I think it is disrespectful to me, Daryl Bob, to the Calypso fans, and more so, a very deceiving act indeed. This could affect the staging of any of my future performances in New York, since potential patrons may figure that I may not appear again following the upcoming August 16th event and may decide to refrain from patronizing future events with me. Me meaning Daryl Bob. The final paragraph goes on to say, I look forward to an apology and the immediate removal of my name and image in the deceptive efforts to promote the event in question. I also wish to express my gratitude to the Calypso lovers who have shown their appreciation for my contribution to the art form, and to issue my sympathy to those who may be inconvenienced by the false promotion of the event. Please note that I am only writing on my behalf and not on the behalf of any other artist mentioned or appearing in the said promotion. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Daryl Bob. The numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. If you're overseas, the number is 305-432-9624. So apparently there is a Calypso show being advertised in the New York area for August 16th. And one Calypsonian so far, Daryl Bob, has indicated that his name and likeness is being used in the promotion of that event, promoting him as one of those scheduled to appear. And by his statement, he's basically saying that he was not approached. He did not confirm that he was appearing because he was not approached in the first place. And he has no idea where this information comes out that Daryl Bob is going to be part of that particular event in New York. And so he's asking the promoter to forthwith remove his name and stop using his likeness and stop being deceitful in promoting that event. To the telephone, hello, good day.
Giselle, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay, I'm calling from New York City. This is Marilyn Jodell speaking.
Oh, hey, Marilyn. You were involved in this last year as well?
Well, Giselle, it is very important that we take our time, right, and place the situation into proper perspective. And from where I stand, I am able to do just that. What we have before us here is a situation where a man who professes to be a promoter, among other things, has put out a flyer with 14 artists, okay? Knowing fully well that at least three of these artists did not receive the necessary travel document from the U.S. Embassy and are not able to travel into New York to perform.
Before you continue, how can you assert that he knows fully well they are not able to get into the United States?
Because he's the one that sent them ahead of time to go get the necessary documents.
And they were denied?
You know, show, yes.
Okay.
And I'm aware of it. Now, I'm also aware he has promoted Deros, for example, who I know for a fact, and you can call Deros and confirm that he will not be traveling to NY to perform at that show because negotiations were never complete. And you have just read the statement from Bob, okay, which was very clear and precise. But my question is, why is it that this man repeatedly and relentlessly does the same thing over and over to Dominicans in NY with his shady promotions? I mean, you know our people like the Calypso. You know, I mean, there are thousands of Dominicans in NY, living in NY, who for various reasons are not able to enjoy Carnival in Dominica. So they look forward to summer events, mm-hmm. You know. And one thing I've realized is a lot of Dominicans, when you're promoting shows to them, they always say that they're not going to a Dominican event because they are fed up of getting a cool wash, what they describe as a cool wash.
So you're saying they've been deceived, not necessarily by this promoter, we're not making accusations here, but they've been deceived, or they felt that something was lacking in past any kind of event, whether it's a jam, a calypso, or a block party, they seem to have a sour feeling.
Well, the views are not those of Carrie. You see these views
QFM.
Of mine? I mean, not Carrie, Q, sorry. These views of mine. I am prepared to say that the cool wash that Dominicans receive are mainly from this promoter. This is what Marlon Girardel is saying on air, okay? And who wants to take me up to task can do that. But I am saying that majority of the shows where people get a cool wash, it comes from this promoter. That is why I am saying somebody needs to tell this man that he should stop this practice. He is making it difficult for other people who may want to promote a Dominican event in the future. When you promote 14 artists and about three of them show up, and you knew that only three were going to show up, what kind of game are you playing with people? This will only further discourage people from supporting a Dominican event in the future. They don't check who the promoter is. They label it as Dominican thing. So even if he may come under the name of Cyber or Skydiver or Cicero or any other name that he hides behind, the people are fed up of this nonsense, Giselle. They are fed up of this nonsense.
So what's your solution then?
Well, Giselle, let me tell you, I can only suggest to people, based on the facts, based on what I'm aware of, based on what I have just disclosed, and they can verify, they can speak with the different artists, find out who on that flyer will and will not be there. I think that they should stay away from this show. Do not be tricked. It appears to me, that this is a serious scam to trick Dominicans in NY into buying tickets for something that they are not going to receive. And by the time that they would have received that stone to hold, the money would have already been spent.
So who's promoting this show? What's the name of the product? What's the name of the promoters of the production? What company?
The promoter is Mr. Burnham Stowe of Queens, New York. Burnham Stowe of Queens, New York. This is the name of the promoter.
That's the name behind the competition on the flyers.
Yes, yes. Okay, that's the name. Burnham Stowe of Queens, New York. So I hope you're listening, all right? And spell my name correctly. If you choose to sue me again, spell my name correctly.
I was going to get to that part. You were sued by this gentleman last year. Is it sour grapes? That's why you're on with us now?
Well,
what's happening?
Some people might say I have an axe to grind.
Right.
But Giselle, one thing they cannot refute is the facts that I'm presenting today. Nobody, you have heard from Daryl. And I'm sure if you speak to the other Calypsoners, you will hear from them. And many people listening right now in New York knows that they are fed up of receiving the cold wash. So whether or not I have an axe to grind, and I'm grinding it right now, but I am grinding it for good cause. For a good cause. I'm alerting Dominicans while grinding my axe, okay, that they should stay away from events where they have been tricked. You heard the words from Darrell Bob, right? Tricked. Deception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They should stay away from that. But Giselle, I am not going to discuss this matter. Well, the matter is still before the court. Okay? A few things happened last month where it was partially discarded, okay? But the grand finale is next early September, and I will report in full to the public when that happens, when it is officially discarded by the civil
court. So your final day in court is December, September?
September 3rd.
Okay.
And you will be the first to hear about it.
All right, well, that sounds like something very serious, Marlon Girardel. You know, that's tantamount to fraud, to
right.
some extent, you know, that you're promoting or it's false advertising and a lot of other things. It's, you know, the Better Business Bureau and you know, people like that, they get involved when
right.
instances of that kind of deceit, if alleged deceit, is uncovered, that you are advertising one thing and then the patrons are not receiving what you advertise. That's a very serious allegation, a very serious action.
Exactly. And I asked the people who know me, I asked my friends, I saw some people who I know, their name on the flyer selling tickets. I asked you to stay away from that. Do not get yourself dragged into this reputational damage with this man. Okay? Stay away from it. And I see some people selling tickets. I hope that they are aware of what they are getting into, and they will stay away from it based on what they continue to advocate for Dominica. Alright, and that's all I have to say.
Marlon Girardel there. Calypso controversy brewing, Midsummer Night's Dream. Darren Boab issuing a statement via social media, basically saying, quote, "I have noticed that my name and image appears in a recent poster promoting the event." And here we're making reference to an event scheduled for August 16th in New York. And he's saying, that's Darrell Bob is saying, "Friends, please be informed that I have never been approached to appear in the said upcoming event by anyone representing the event or by the promoter himself." It should be nor the promoter himself. "As far as my knowledge of this event extends, a selection of Dominican Calypsonians were approached in Dominica earlier this year by a gentleman representing the event, and that arrangements were made with those artists in preparation for the said event. I was not among those with whom the said gentleman spoke, nor made arrangements with. At the time, however, I was in Dominica and was not out of reach." Bobby's saying, hey, you know, if he wanted to have me as part of the event, you know, he could find me. "I assumed, as any normal person would, that my services were not required for the event, which in no way I find any issues with." So he still goes on to say, "I am therefore appalled by the actions of the promoter due to the fact that my image and name is being used to advertise the said event as we speak." I want to say hi to Marilyn. How are you doing?
Doing good this afternoon.
Is it still raining out there? You were just out. Well, not. Is it raining?
Still a little bit drizzly.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of eased up. It's not as heavy as before. Say good afternoon to all of our listeners.
The sun is peeking through a little bit. A little peekiness.
No
sun.
No peeking. No peeking. It's the sun said, "I'm not in that this afternoon."
Mm-hmm. Well, last week, I think Friday, when I had looked at the weather report, it kind of shows that it's going to be a rainy week. You know, I looked at the satellite images as well, and, you know, we saw some heavy rain cover coming our way over the next couple of days. And apparently there is already a disturbance that the folks over in the weather at the National Hurricane Center, NOAA as well, are concerned about, just off, literally just off the African coast. It hasn't even really, you know, crossed over and sort of picked up the warm air from the ocean and heading our way. It just left Africa, and you can see the way it looks on the satellite, they're basically saying, hey, you know, we're going to pay attention to this one and see what happens this weekend. But that is to be expected. We have your hurricane tips running for you. So, you know, do everything that you need to prepare in advance of any weather, any storm, any drought, whatever it is. We're all thinking of hurricanes. We have earthquakes and all kind of other things happening as well. But I was just having a chat there with Marlon Giraudel. You've seen this statement issued by Daryl Bob with the Calypso show in New York. Apparently, Bob is one of those speaking out and basically saying, hey, you know, this guy has my name and my image on poster and everything, saying, you know, come see Daryl Bob. Daryl Bob will be performing at this event. And Daryl Bob is saying, Daryl who? I don't know what this is about. I haven't signed any contract. No one has even had a conversation with me. I don't know what this thing is about. Are you kidding me? You know, if, you know, I would expect that I would, you know, take Daryl's word for it, you know. If this is the case, I mean, that's serious. You know, I can't just go and say, hey, come to the big jam. Issa Banton and WCK will be there. And I know fully well that I have no agreement with them. No talks are in place. We don't have any agreement in principle. And probably we're just waiting, you know, to do the deposit or to put the final X on the contract. It is, if this is the case here, it's very, very deceptive.
Yeah, it's in very poor taste. I mean, I think...
And it's illegal too.
Still doing it, that type of thing now. But I know previously, you know, years ago, there are lots of promoters who would say they want to get certain artists to come to do a performance, or bands or groups or whatever, knowing that they haven't yet secured the person. But obviously they want to start selling tickets. They want to start making money early on. And so on the pretext that these individuals are going to be there to perform, they start selling it on that basis.
But that's illegal.
There must be something that
from a brand and copyright perspective, it's illegal. I mean you can be sued for using someone's image and voice and brand to promote your stuff.
Any promoter by you know, having done that type of thing.
Yeah, it's illegal. You can't do that. So,
well, people need to just be cautious in terms of buying tickets for these events, because you'll more than likely find that if you bought a ticket in advance and you get to now find out that the artists that are said to be there will not be there, you probably will have a difficulty getting your money back.
You have to chase down the promoter.
So,
all right, well, we'll follow that story. We'll see what's happening in the next couple of days here. So we'll let you know. We want to say... all the Calypsonians getting ready for the 2015 season. Boy, you have a lot of material. We're in August, September. A lot of people, I think, have their songs probably almost penned already or bought from the songwriters. So September, October, November, and that's Creole Festival. And the Creole season finishes. Boom, we're into Calypso Eliminations already. So, you know, a few songs will release early. So we'll see how that goes. Next, I see our... What ministry is Regional Austria? You know, I have no idea what all of the ministers and the multitude of ministries and functions.
Isn't it the housing and lands or something to that effect? I'm not sure the exact lengthy title.
Okay, but Regional Austria, you read the news story. The Regional Austria is once again promising. Is that part of the budget or something that was mentioned somewhere? He mentioned.
I think it's something that's previous. No, in the budget. 2014, 2015 budget.
Oh, they've put it in the budget. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember hearing 2 months ago, maybe I could be off by a couple of weeks, but 2 or 3 months ago, a pronouncement that, you know, the government of Dominica is going to build and has signed the agreement to build, and the funds are there and the money is there and everything is ready. We're just waiting, you know, to get the pickaxe and start digging the foundations of some 1,500 homes. So it's made its way from, you know, a promise now into the budget, you know, and now we're into August already. So 15,000 low-income homes. You have the story there? Read it again. Let's see what the exact details. 1,500, sorry.
Housing Minister Regional Austria revealed that the government of Dominica has budgeted $10 million to go towards the construction of new homes across the island. Speaking at the joint town hall meeting in Portsmouth on Thursday, Austria says the logistics are still being worked out. However, the new homes will be built for less fortunate persons in society. He says money has also been allocated in the 2014-2015 national budget for the renovation of houses across the island. Ah, and the continuation of government's modernized washroom facility. So in actual fact, the $10 million is not necessarily a budget allocation. What's allocated in the budget is funds to renovate houses, not to build houses.
Okay, so 2 months ago we were promised 15,000, I keep saying 15,000, okay. Sorry, typo there. Speaking for 1,500 homes were promised about 2 months ago, and now we're talking about renovating and extending the war against pit latrines.
If you take it according to the wording of this news item, it's $10 million to go towards the construction of new houses. So we've got to identify
construction
how many houses
of
can
new
you construct
houses.
For $10 million.
Divide 10 million, then, divide 1,500
then,
for me to
and
10
then
million.
You're saying
to renovate
the
some
money
more.
Has been allocated in the 2015-2014 budget for the renovation of houses across the island and a continuation of the government's modernized washroom facility. So do you understand there are two different things going on?
Two different things, yeah. Linguist. Do me a favor, Marilyn. Divide 1,500 into 10 million so we can see how much each of those homes is going to cost. Are you still with us on the telephone?
Have a blessing to the people.
Yes, I'm so sorry to keep you waiting.
It's okay. Mr. Osprey, Housing, Land and Survey, that is ministry.
Oh, you just want to verify that for us?
Yes, Housing, Land and
Housing, Land and Survey, Marilyn.
Yes,
all right. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
have
you. All right. It's almost 1:30. You have a number?
Tell me again.
10 million divided by 1,500. How many zeros is that? Plenty of zeros.
Six,
I love when elections come around, you know. You feel like a kid in Disney World. To the telephone. Hello, good day.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you.
Yes.
Mr. Osprey, Mr. Kerry have money giving everything here and there to and through, and he doesn't want to pay public works and workers working on the roadside. That is political gimmick. Dominicans must not be fooled by Kerry and his demon possessed gimmicks.
Hold on, Marilyn. Okay, that's how much?
$6,666.
Dollars. Yeah. Okay, so somebody can calculate for us just to make sure that, you know, our high school calculation can still work. You know, we went to high school, you know. Remember when somebody said that? I went to high school, you know. You and I went to high school, you know. So you can give us a calculation on that. So we're looking at the construction of 1,500 homes, 1,500 homes, $10 million allocated for it, if it's that same $10 million. So each home going to cost $6,600?
Yeah.
Dollars? That's not even the cost to put a veranda.
Cardboard houses?
I don't know. Low cost.
Well, naturally.
Or maybe it's not that 10 million. Maybe the 10 million there that's mentioned in that story, Marilyn, as you're probably more likely to indicate, is towards the renovation. We're not sure. But they bamboozling some of us there. To the telephone. Hello, good day.
Hey, blessings, ladies.
Yes. Hey. How are you?
I call. It's very interesting, and I keep reminding the people that the mental landscape is conducive for all manner of evil or criminals to flourish. Knowing how easy it is to get away with all that level of lies and deception and contradiction, they're going to keep projecting these figures and promises and everything, knowing that they're going to get away with it, whether they are being held to it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
We get you.
And those who take them to task for asking them to keep to their promises or can show them the contradictions, you're the public, your public enemy number one. On Giselle, I was very disgusted to listen to Ken George distort what I said on your program.
Khaki. Oh, go ahead. What
and
was that?
I clearly said I have a nickname, they call him Khaki, Ken George. He works at the Lotto office, or he's the salesperson there. And I simply said that, I mean, then it's like a conspiracy to get rid of a key witness. And I said, I remember I spoke about organized crime in Dominican when one person said that organized crime and the former commissioner of police or the chief of police said that, oh, there is not organized crime in Dominica thing. And we go to that extent. But I never said Isidore or Lastborn and Seco should be arrested. And the brother is confronting me on the road and telling me, yes, he heard me on cue, that is what I said. It is so sad to see the consistency in lying, the consistency in lying by these people. They are desperate.
But even, blessings, at the end of the day, even if you had made a statement like that, that's your opinion?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's your opinion.
I understand, but what I'm saying, I was
Is it the same group of people who said, go arrest Daniel Lugé and call him a terrorist?
No, but even if it were, it is my opinion, Empress, I was cautious enough to not make that suggestion or that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm saying it's an open avenue. You don't know what's really happening. You may have your suspicions, so you can be very diplomatic and sarcastic about it. But to conclude it, it would sound a bit premature. You understand what I'm saying, Empress?
All right, I get you.
So I never went there, and my apologies for taking all your program to another spin. Blessings, ladies.
We don't want to get detracted. 1,500 homes, that's 1,500 homes to be constructed after 15 years by this administration. I was just saying, Marilyn, it's very... I sometimes feel like I'm on the set of Warner Brothers or Paramount Pictures or, what's the other one name?
Walt Disney
or something. You know, it's movie season. Movie, pure movies in Dominica. It's, you just hear it every time. You can just see a movie just coming out of the Prime Minister's mouth. You can just see a movie rolling out of the Education Minister's mouth. You can just see a movie rolling out of Reginald Ostrom. For a time, you know, politicians start talking, you just hear dum 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 dum. suspense. Like, oh, really? I've kind of seen that movie already. I've heard that song. Actually, I have that song on playback. I have it on recorded. What's new about what you're telling me right now? You didn't the all the hype of the trailer movie the last time, all the promises, it never came to fruition. It never materialized. Why should I believe this remake of the same movie that you've been trying to make and sell me for the last 15 years? It's a bad movie, Marilyn. Don't go to see that movie. Too many bad movies. It's a bad movie. It's been trying to make some money for the last 15 years. And right now, it's not working anymore, okay? Don't spend your money to go and watch that movie. Last caller. Hello, good day.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Okay, talking about movies, I heard Mr. Lita a while ago agreeing that Terry Pulling is going to public books as well, whatever. But a few weeks ago, Mr. Terry made a statement that he fired public workers, the public works, and people who work at the public works department.
He didn't say he fired them. Public Works it was outsourced. It's private. He said he doesn't think government jobs should go to Public Works.
He's not going to put money into Public Works. It's automatically a fire.
Well, it's not a government agency. It's privately owned.
That's my opinion, right? So,
all right.
I'm seeing right now, election is close, and he's trying to trick Mr. Lita on them. And Mr. Lita, I've seen that. After all,
so are we saying, Marilyn, you have any update from the strike action this morning, the Public Works Corporation workers? So a promise, somebody can call us quickly. We're out of time already, but I guess you'll hear it in the news.
Mm.
It sounds from what this individual is saying that as a result of this morning's action, the Prime Minister has come back to the union and said, okay. We're going to pay you some money, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And this caller basically saying, hey, haven't we heard that before? More promises just to appease you. And then you agreeing as General Secretary of the Union. You're like, oh, yes, the Prime Minister said he's going to do this first. And we've kind of heard that over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing ever gets done. Final caller, you have the privilege. Hello.
Yeah, quickly, the same movie you spoke about, we have seen and heard already.
You see it already?
And everything. I went down there in anticipation to meet at least a good 300 people and, you know, a crowd and so.
Yeah.
Just the public works people with the T-shirts with question marks, I didn't even bother read what was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was so disappointed. I thought the public would have showed their solidarity You know, with public works.
Let's well, I didn't even know about this until I was driving to work and I saw a lot of people by public works down there actually have yellow shirts on, and I say, oh, something happening to them, man.
Yeah, and so if Skerry just go there and promise, well, there are eight areas where Mr. Leiter is seeking redress, or the union is seeking redress on the behalf of public works. And if he can maybe just come out and say, well, the Prime Minister says he's going to pay. I did not hear it myself. I think it's a bit ridiculous to allow Skerry to continue to play games with public works. I know you're all out of time. We'll talk tomorrow. Blessings.
Marilyn's 1:37. We've got to go. So we'll follow our first stories there. Well, actually, we have thousands of stories to follow, eh? Because the way the movies are coming out of the big studios in Dominica, you know, you kind of have to sit tight and brace yourself for the next production. So we have public works situation there. We have this thing with the Calypso event being promoted in New York. We have houses being promised, but the logistics and the money's not yet worked out.
Still being worked out.
We have drive-by shooting in Dominica. We have Gun Emmanuel, who's still waiting for justice. We have police brutality and a death, actually, in while a citizen is in police custody. Preferential treatment, the sacking of the former PR of the police department, and Wicks being back on board. Deba Bruin in the, what's her name there, Pompier, in the fire department as well. Deba Bruin in some areas of the ministry. I can go on and on, but you know, we have a list, we have a running list. So I'll just say, wait for the next big movie production, the next big trailer, the next big announcement that will come out of government. It is election year, so this is summer blockbusters? Box office blockbusters, summertime. You say bye-bye, Marilyn?
Bye-bye.
Did I ask you how was your weekend?
Let's say until tomorrow.